And that's really what, I mean, Ajahn Chah was a wonderful teacher, but he was, I think what more important, he was a trainer. He trained people how to live. And that, yeah, that's something different. I mean, he could expound Dhamma in just very wonderful ways and be very engaging, but what he did more was to train people. I thought, well, it was really, really quite special. And the whole way that the monastery was set up, and it wasn't just training. I think that was one of the most striking things of going to Ajahn Chah's monastery first, was the sense of not only was Ajahn Chah training monks, but there was, he was training monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, the sort of the whole, what is called the Buddha Parisa, the fourfold assembly. And that was very, very striking to me, how there was a way of doing things, there was a training that was going on, and there was an atmosphere for people to come into to really to practice. And one of the early, when I very first went to Ajahn Chah's monastery, there was the full moon in February, which is the Magha Puja festival, and it's a time when the lay people come on the observance days. The lay community and the monastic community would spend the night in listening to Dhamma and sitting meditation, and up all night. And that was just astounded me. I mean, I couldn't. It was difficult enough for me to sit an hour of meditation. I mean, it was just pain and discomfort. And to just sit all night was. I mean, people would get up from time to time, but not much. And the lay people also were just, you know, they were sitting there, solid. And it was very inspiring to see the this whole community of monastics and lay people. And then the sort of the kind of concentric rings of that Ajahn Chah influenced, you know, both the lay community that was regulars coming to the monastery, and people who would come from time to time and just come to the monastery and listen to teachings. And the community was to sort of grow, was a bigger and sort of concentric circles around Ajahn Chah and the influence that he had.